Okay, the next parak in Tehillim is Tehillim Parak Chaf Gimel, a famous parak, a number of prakim here in this area that are well known, and this is Mizmor LaDavid, which is well known from Shalosh Shudos, from the third meal on Shabbos, when the Minhag of Klal Yisrael is to sing it. Some of the Minhag of singing it three times, and this parak is about David's bitachon, and really it is a wide-ranging reflection of emotions. David HaMelech says in this parak, as we know, even when I walk in the shadow of death, you're with me. And David HaMelech also says, my kos is overflowing. Kosi revaya. I have so much. It means that David HaMelech recognizes that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi quotes that David HaMelech recited this parak in the end of Shmuel Aleph, in Parak Chav Beis, in Parak Chav Beis, where David HaMelech is hiding in a yar, and it's reflecting the, when he's hiding and running for his life, and he's in a cave from Shaul HaMelech, and he's still able to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that pasuk, he says, pasuk hey, ki afafuni mishperei maves, nachle vial yivasuni. I'm surrounded by by potential death, and rivers of wicked people are swallowing me up. And that's what David HaMelech says. But still, I connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that way, I have faith. The Radak says, it's a parak, as he always says, this is general. HaMizmor Hazeh Amru David Alat Smok. Shiyatzim Yisar Lervacha. David HaMelech said this when he was taken out from pain or from Tsaris. Onomar Al Yisrael. Shiyomer Kei Metesim Me'agalas. When we go out of Galus, when we are thinking about when Hashem is close to us. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that there's a minhag of saying this perek. Some Yisvardim might have this minhag of saying this perek in between Etzilas Yadayim and having Hamotzi. Right? The Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Kuf Samach Vav in the siman about Betzias Hapas, the first siman. So there, the Shulchan Aruch says there shouldn't be any hafsik. Yesh omrim shein sarach li zar li lahafsik bin tila hamotzi. Some say you don't have to be worried about hafsik as long as you wash your hands properly with a bracha. Hamotzi, that bracha is on the eating. But it's good to be zahir and not talk between the netila and the eating of the bread. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quotes from the Zohar HaKadosh, she mitzvah la'adam she yispalo b'chol yom ha'mazono kodem achila. Person should daven about his food before he eats. V'im shachach l'spalo ad achar shalto yom ha'achila. And if he didn't, before he didn't tefila shadayim, yesh b'tzadim lomar tefila zu achar netila. Some say you could say your tefila for parnasa after the netila, d'lo chashav hefzik, t'avi k'tzorach ha'su'uda. It's like a tzorach ha'su'uda. And then he says, v'yesh shenoagu l'chadchila lomar mizmar Hashem ro'i bein netila l'hamotzi. Some say that in between the yoser nachon jamrenu achar achilas berachas hamotzi. Right, it's better after you eat, after you take a bite and you swallow, not after hamotzi before you eat. That would be a real hefsek problem. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. The Arizal notes that there are 57 words in this parak, which is connected to the word zun. Hashem gives us all that we need, nourishment. There's 227 letters connected to the word bracha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us all the bracha. So the parak starts off as parak starts off with David HaMelech comparing Hashem to a shepherd. Mizmor David Hashem ro'i, Hashem is my shepherd, lo echsar, I am not missing or lacking anything. When Hashem is my shepherd, I'm not lacking anything. The Malbim says that this is a perek that David HaMelech yearns and remembers what it was like when he was young and by himself and meditating and just with the sheep. Right? And that's what this perek reminds him when he didn't have any other worries and any other concerns. Mizmor Hazeh Charates Korosav Be'ez Heyoso Roet Son Bamidbar Ad Sh'ala L'Melucha Tchilo Yashkif Al Reishis Yibechayev Eses Bodei Dematzon Bamidbar, when he was by himself. Hashanah Ma'ela Heimayu Etzlo Mivchar Yibechayev Ba'od His Bodei Demkono. It was a wonderful time to think back to. Ba'od Lo Natal Alav Keser Melucha L'Hafrito Men Advekus Hashem. When there was nothing else that he had to be involved in, and he could just have Dvekus. Al Kozel Yenegan Ratzon David Shahi Achaviz Yosef Bechayis Bodidus. He took upon himself the mantle of leadership, but it was up to him. He would have stayed by himself. Vizachar Tamid Yarche Kadam Atuvim. He always thought about those early days. Again, Mizmor Levad Hashem Roi Lo Echsar. When I am close to Hashem Lo Echsar, there is nothing lacking. Right? Pliskin says in his sefer here that, you know, many people go through life with a constant sense of lack. When this sense of lack comes from a spiritual emptiness, no amount of physical and material attainments will be able to fill the black hole. For such people, illusionary potential appears to shine brightly. Connecting with Hashem is the only solution. Hashem is my shepherd. When we feel connected to Hashem, then what are we missing? We're not lacking anything. We have to look at people who are always thankful and don't feel like they lack anything and think, you know, what makes them tick. And people who are always looking and lacking and yearning, you know, that people we have to be recognized that they're missing a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another point on Roi, my shepherd, Rav Matisyo Solomon, in his Matnas Chaim in Ma'amarim, he says, Elokim haroe osi. He says, of course, the Medrash, the Alkut Shimoni, on this Mizmar, Amar of Chama Bar Chanina, Atamotze, She'in l'cholmnes bezuya, Yoser Mishal Roe. Right? There's no lower bazui field occupation than a roe. He's dirty, he's with the sheep all day. Shekol yamav hu'olef ha'maklo v'tamilo. The David kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu roe. It's the most lowly occupation. And David HaMelech calls Hashem the roe. Amar David mizakenim esbonan. Yaakov kara oso roe. Yaakov called Hashem a roe. Ha'elokim a roe osi. Ren in Parshas Vayechi. Afani kara oso roe. So too shnemar Hashem roi lo echsar. So what exactly is the message of this Medrash? So Matzio Solomon explains that Yaakov Avinu, when he stands in front of Paro, in Parshas Vayigash, and Paro asks him how old he is, what does Yaakov say? Yimei shnei megurai shloshim mashana ma'at v'ra'im. Hayu yimei shnei chayai. Although he sigos yimei shnei achayai. Avosai, they were the small and bad. He uses the lashon of ra'a. And the Das of Canaan and Bali Tosfos say, b'shosh amar Yaakov ma'at v'ra'im, I saved you from Esav and Lavan. I gave you back Dina. Gab Yosef. You had some tough stuff, but what about your brachas? From the number of words, the number of words that you said from Vayomer to those years are going to be less than your father Yaakov. That's why from 180 to 147. And 33 words, and those were the years that were taken away. So, said, based on that Dasa Kedim, says about Nishayim, you know what the problem is? He used the word Ra'a. But at the end of his life in Vayechi, he says, Elokim ha-Roe osi. Because he realized that Ra'a is really Roe. It's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is the Roe. Ani ta'isi. Kamo atzon, shechoshim es ha-Roe ka'achzar. Like we'll see soon. Like the sheep, he thinks the sheep thinks like the shepherd is mean. Kasher im evinim tovaso. Kain anochi lorgashti maspikecha kadosh baruch hu madrichosi umafarneseini karua neman that Hashem guides me and to the pasture. So I didn't know, I didn't recognize that, and that's Hashem roi lo echzar. That's the what he learns from ra'a to roa. That's why even roa there is spelled chaser vav. But the Zio Solomon points out to connect it to the previous message. We continue. Binos desha yarbitzeini. Right, Hashem lies me down by grass. Yarbit Seini. Almei Menuchos, by the river waters that flow. Yenahaleni, he leads me. He leads me. The Ruach Chaim. The Ruach Chaim of Chaim Yivalajan in his commentary on Mishnah quotes a shot of this idea, and that is the Mashal of the Tzon. Lefamim Perak Beis Mishnah Dalet. Sometimes if you have sheep, the sheep wants to stop and graze here, and the shepherd pushes him. No, you gotta move. And sometimes the sheep wants to move. And the shepherd says, no, you gotta stay here. Says, each time, it's because the roe, the shepherd, knows better. And that's what's here. In this pasuk, Bidos Desha, in a grass, in a time that I want to move, Yarbi Seini, he makes me stop here. Amei Menucho, sometimes by the river, I wanna stop. You know, Aleni, Hashem makes me move. Vizeo Sha'amar, Bidos Desha Yarbi Seini, Mashu Marbitso Siyal Makomi, Hulaman Hana'oz Desha, Sherpo. There's beautiful grass here. Vlefamim Nafochu, Ki Asero Tzel Lanuach, Ula Hargia, the sheep wants to rest. And become v'haroe lo yaniach oso lanuach. He doesn't let him rest. Umanahel oso hala nekarasone. And he forces him to move. Ube'emes ulatova. And really it's for its good. Amei menuchos ina aleini. Masha menalos ibim mikomi hulaman hamei menuchos asher sham. There's beautiful water there. Kenash baruch hadash baruch hu roe osanu. So to Hashem shepherds us, says David HaMelech. And for every Jew. Ukshiroe matzavenu lo tov. When Hashem sees that our matzav is no good, lo tov, matiko sanu, he moves us al derech acher. V'yanachnu kasher lo neda, v'lo navin atov atzafin bazel lanu, mitztarim anachnu, we're upset. U'ba'achris, az misbonim anachnu, at the end we'll be able to look back, ki b'chemlas Hashem aleinu, asal lanu kazos. It was the chemlas Hashem that made him do it. And that's this pasuk. Sometimes we move, sometimes we don't move. It's all up to Hashem. Nafshi Yeshoviv, my soul is revived. Again, saying this at a time when he was saved. Yancheni b'magli tzedek, Hashem leads me in circles of righteousness, paths of righteousness, l'man shemo, for his name. Gam kiyeh begeit salmaves, very powerful pasuk. Even when I'm in the shadow, walking in the shadow of death, lo ira ra, kiyatoy madi. Hashem is with me. When Hashem is with me, I don't fear anything. Let's focus on the first half of that pasuk. Another Nefesh HaChayim, Ruchayim Yivalajin. If you look in the Nefesh HaChayim, this time, and you look in Perek, Chelek, Chaf Gimel Dalid, where is the Nefesh HaChayim here? Nefesh HaChayim here has, let me just find it, Gimel Yud Beis, Shar Gimel Perek Yud Beis. So he says there, based on the Gemara, right? The Gemara tells us, if you remember, one of the stories that one of the Amoraim is being taunted by a certain Matronisa. And the Gemara Chulin Dav Zion, Ki Hashem Elokim Ein Od Milvado. Amar Rav Chanina, Afiluk Shafim. And the Medrash is that a certain woman tries to do something to him, and he says, Ein Od Milvado. What does that mean? Says the Nefesh HaChayim. There's nothing outside of the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kivan Shebe'emes Ein B'Kochos HaMerkava Temeya Shum Koach Me'asmon Chalila. There's no independent power. Ela Shehu Yizbarach Kava Kocham Lamala Mikochos Tivi HaKochavim Ma'azal. Hashem gave them Koach. Ubilti Yizbarach Him Efes Vato. Without Hashem, they're nothing. Lachain. Gamar B'Chanina. Lo Shebatak Azchus Kedushas Torasu Ma'asav HaMerubin. When he says Ein Od Milvado, it wasn't that he was being boteach on the schus of the Torah, raksha yada v'shir benafsho. He knew that if I recognize that the only power in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then nothing else is going to have the power over me. Ubemes u'inyin gadol u'skula nifla. Lahaser u'levato me'alav kol dinin u'ritzonos acherim. Shalo yuchlu lishlopo. So nothing but that could have the power. V'lo yasu shum roshim klal. Kshadam koveya b'libo lemer. When Hashem says in his heart, when somebody says in his heart, halo Hashem hu elokimu amiti, ve'ein on milvado yizbarach shum koach ba'olam. There's nothing else. Then there's nothing to be scared of. And that's the Gemara in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, when they looked up at the snake, then nothing could affect them. Rinas Yitzchak says, maybe that's this pasuk. If you recognize that Hashem is the only source of power of anything in life, then there's lo yirah ra. I recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. And I have that nechama. I'm always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shiftecha u'mishantecha, heima yanachamuni. Many of the Mefarshim, both on this pasuk, the Metzudas David, and Rashi, and the Achron, and the Minchas Asher, in his bencher, says, Shevet and Mishan, they're opposites. So Shevet is a stick. Like the shepherd hits the sheep and hurts. Mishantecha is the support. They're opposite. So the message is, because shiftecho mishantecha, whether it's hard or soft, I realize it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Heima yanachamuni. That's what the Minchas Asher says here. Chayav adam levarech ala ra, kashem shemavarech ala tov. Rabbi Akiva limdunu. Lomar kol tzar shlatavo, kol David rachman ala tavavin. Kimeito lo teitzi haros. Deep down. And that's shiftecho mishantecha, not just the mishenes, but also the shevet, heima yenachamuni. That's what the Mesudas David says right here. Mashata make osi b'shevet al shel yisurin. Even when you give me difficulty, v'tachzor v'tismoch osi, then you support me. Heim heima yenachamun osi, that gives me nechama. Kibaze er'e shelo azavtani lahamikrim. I realize that you are with me. The Rinas Yitzchak here, connects this to the idea of a moed, right? And that is, we don't say tachlon on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is called a moed, karei alei a moed. What kind of moed? Eze yantif hi shlo lomar lav tachlon, har eze yom evel v'tzara. So what does that mean? So he quotes from Rav Bluch, right, the original one of the early tellsers, she'inyin moed hu milashon vad. She'nizvayet ha'kadosh baruch hu. Moed is from the word hisvaadus, meeting point. and closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamo Ohel Moed, Shenikra Moed, Sheshamnis Va'adim im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There we meet with Hashem. V'nei Kamoshe B'Yantif Anu Mizva'adim im Hashem Yisbarach, just like on Yantif, we're connected to Hashem through one Bechina of Hashkacha. Kamo Chein Midas Hadin Anu Mizva'adim im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Midas Hadin, we're also connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a different way. Hashgachas ha'av ha'miyaser es b'no. Like a parent who is rebuking and punishing a child, but there's still that connection between them. If a person thinks that Hashem is just not by me mashgiach, the hasert silo me'alav, hu umlal, that's very depressing. But when there's midas hadin, to make me better, l'hete bedrachav, there I see yisuri ha'av rachim shemiyaser b'no. And that's what the, he quotes this from Rav Yeruchim, that on Tisha B'Av we have the kina of Eshtukad, Bekir, Bi, Betzeisim, Mitzrayim, Betzeisim, Yerushalayim. We realize that both sides are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shapaitan Bala Orer Hakarasenu. Hashem Yisbarach, Bein B'midas HaChesed, Bein B'midas HaDin. There's name from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Shiftecha U'mishantecha. Hema Yenachamuni. They both lead me. They both lead me throughout life. We continue. Taruch Lefanai Shulchan. Hashem, you set the table for me in front of my enemies. Neged Tzorarai. What is that referring to? You set the table. So Rashi quotes, you gave me the Malchus. Right? You set the table of Malchus for me. If you look in Shmos Rabbah, if you look in the Medrash, in Shmos Rabbah, the Medrash says, this is in Chaf Hei Zayin. Chaf Hei Zayin in Parshas B'Shalach. The Medrash says, right, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hineni Mamtir Lechem Lechem in Hashemayim. I'm going to give you bread from heaven. The mon. Hadahu dechsev taruch lefanei shulchan neged tzorarai. Our pasuk. Emasei amr Yisrael davar zeh. When did Bnei Yisrael say this pasuk of taruch lefanei shulchan? Kishiyatu b'Mitzrayim v'yumos ha'olam. Omrim. When we left Mitzrayim, the other nations turned like the desert without food. Asidin elu lamus b'midbar. The amru hayuchal el la'aruch shulchan b'midbar. Right, a pasuk in Tehillim later on. Ma'asakadosh baruch hu. He siban tachas anani akavid. Shenemar v'yasiv elkim esam. He gave us anani akavid. Ve'achilu man, and he gave us man. Shenemar ma'achilcha man b'midbar. Ve'yagavu min shelman yosef me'a mabul. The man was even higher than the waters of the mabul. Ve'hiumos roen es Yisrael mesubin, and the other nations saw us leaning ve'ochlin and relaxing. With kalsan lagadosh baruch hu. Shenemar taruch lefan eshulchan negad. So we're right. The shadav Hashem and roshi kosi revaya. V'chein la'asid lavo, says the Medrash, and so too in the future, who oseh shalom lahem, v'chein mesubin v'ochlin began Eden, v'ovde kochavim roen minhagam v'nimusin. They'll see us eating at that suda, sh'ne'amar hinei avdi yochlu v'atem tiravu. So that's, this pasuk is referring to the man, says the Medrash. Taruch lefanei shulchan, negetz alright. Tishanta v'shem en roshi poured oil on my head, kosi revaya, my overflowing cup. So in the same parak of Gam Ki Eilech, you have Kosi Revaya, an overflowing cup. Overflowing. That means we have to realize so much what we have. Kosi Revaya, again, Rabbi Pliskin talks about my cup runneth over. He quotes that we humans by nature always keep our focus on what we want now and what we don't have. Right? We have to make sure that we focus on what's overflowing. Be grateful to Hashem. Feel the overflowing cup. Be grateful to Hashem for all that you have as often as you can. As an exercise, he writes, compile a list of 200 things for which you could be grateful that have happened to you at any time during your life. For those who feel like this is a lot, did you eat 200 meals in your life? The reality is that we each have many thousands of things that should be acknowledged, some major, some minor. The more you think about this, the more things you will notice. Even if you find it difficult to write up this list in one sitting, you have the rest of your life to reach the minimum of 200 items. One thing you can appreciate is that you are reading this section in this book, and you now have another reminder to be more sensitive to Hashem's gift. So we have to recognize there's so much that we could be akar tzedo for. And David HaMelech who had difficulties in life, and people wanted to kill him, and his brothers didn't like him. And he says, Kosi Revaya, overflowing. And then, Ach Tov V'Chesed, Yir Defuni Kol Yimei Chayai. David has a request. I just want Tov and Chesed to run after me. What does that mean? The Radak says, David HaMelech said, I just want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Sheket U'B'Shalva. Ani Modeh Lecha B'Tova Shenasad Eli Arayom. David HaMelech says, I'm reading the Radak, that I thank you for everything you've given me up until now. If it's possible, I ask. Remember how David HaMelech started? And the Malbim says he thinks back to his years with the sheep. He says he'd like to get back to that. He spent his whole life being Tzorchei Tzibur. If I could just get back to that and have shalva. Sha'ucha lanuach b'beis Hashem l'orach yamim lehisbodeid sham va'achin libiyu machshavosai la'avodascha uliyichudecha. He wanted to prepare himself. He wanted to be misbodeid. Again, remember Avigdor Miller, when he got older, he used to say he stopped going out too often to different places and even simchas. They said, why? He says, I'm preparing for finals. Preparing for finals. David HaMelech, towards the end of his life, he wanted to prepare for the finals. I just want to sit in the house of Hashem for all of my days. An amazing parak. Why is this said at Shal Shudis? Maybe before we go back to the work week, we recognize that Hashem is with us and any types of issues of Parnasa, Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us, we realize no matter what's going to happen, right? Maybe that's also a tefillah for the week as well. Okay, we'll stop here before we get to the next parak, which is the Shir Shal Yom for Sunday.